The Handbook to Handling His Lordship by Suzanne Enoch. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. Copyright 2013 by Suzanne Enoch. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The idiotic ways in which people deluded themselves against all better reason and judgment had long since ceased to surprise Nathaniel Stokes. He, for instance, did not view a well-documented meeting in the middle of Hyde Park at the height of visiting hours as discreet. Neither would he have thought that wearing an enormous yellow hat and an unseasonably heavy cloak lent itself to being unnoticed, but then he hadn't arranged the rendezvous. That honour belongs to the elongated face and plucked triangular eyebrows beneath the hat, and the black-gloved fingers sticking out from the enormous black coach's window and beckoning him closer, spider-like. Ah, very subtle. Of course he'd taken his own precautions in order to ensure that the residents of London in general, and Mayfair in particular, saw the portrait of him that he intended. Therefore, as he swung down from Blue, his dark grey gelding, he adjusted the pair of glass-lensed spectacles that bridged his nose and pulled his ebony cane from its well-fashioned holster in his saddle. He needed neither, but required both, or rather his particular brand of hobby required, he'd learned from careful observation, a certain air of both absent-mindedness and trustworthy gravitas. Spectacles did that with a minimum of discomfort, while the cane made him look harmless, especially when accompanied by the slight limp that tucking a button into the bottom of his left boot elicited. No one else needed...